Good morning, and welcome to Blank Children's Hospital. I am Dr. Ken Cheney. I'm the medical director at Blank. Today, we've been very privileged to have a tour of Blank with our governor, Chet Culver, and we're very excited on all the work that he and the legislature has done over the past several years to try to increase the number of children who are insured in the state of Iowa. And we've really been doing an outstanding job. And we've always at Blank treated people regardless of their ability to pay. And we're really happy that the legislature and the governor has worked very hard to help make sure that every child in the state of Iowa is covered. And at this time, I'd like you to join me in welcoming to Blank Children's Hospital, Doctor. I've either demoted or promoted you. Governor Chet Culver.
Promoted.
Promoted.
Thank you, Governor Cheney. Thank you very much, Ken, for the kind introduction and for allowing us to tour this wonderful facility. We are very, very impressed with the great things that are happening here at Blank, and you deserve a lot of the credit for your leadership. So a round of applause to you and your team here. I'm happy to be joined by State Senator Stacey Apple and State Senator Jack Hatch. Both Stacey and Jack have been real leaders at the legislature on moving important public policy through the process, especially as it relates to health care and children's health care. This tour today is very important, and the roundtable discussion we will be having later in the day in Iowa City will also be valuable as we prepare for the next legislative session. We have come a long way, and I'm going to highlight some of the progress that we've made on health care, especially children's health care, but we've got a ways to go. And so these meetings are important because you listen to and learn from the experts on the front lines. Today we've met nurses, we've met doctors that are treating these children, and I'm looking for advice and counsel in terms of unmet needs related to children's health care. For example, we heard a little bit today about some of the challenges related to getting insurance carriers to approve certain treatments. And so I'm going to go back and work with Commissioner Voss, the insurance commissioner, and talk about that and have hopefully a very productive dialogue with some of these insurance companies to see if we can't work through that challenge. That's just one example of something that very important that we can learn from these types of tours and these types of sit-down discussions about any piece of public policy. As I said, we've made some real progress. We've become a national leader in healthcare. According to the Commonwealth Fund, Iowa is ranked as first in the nation in terms of covering children, and we're very proud of that. The Kaiser Family Foundation has named Iowa third from the top in the percentage of insured citizens that are covered. The Dartmouth Atlas of Healthcare ranked Iowa number one in efficiency of healthcare systems. But while this is really good news, I want to be very clear, we're far from being done in terms of making healthcare accessible to everyone and making sure that kids especially have the coverage that I believe they deserve. I think that children should be our top priority. When I was a candidate for governor in 2006, I pledged that I would do all I could to cover every kid. And I'm happy to report that we are now at very close to 99% of all children that are covered. Since I've become governor, we've expanded access to health care to an additional 42,000 kids. And we've done that thanks again to Senator Hatch and and Senator Apple. Just this past session, for example, Senate File 389 was passed. And it showed, again, our commitment to our kids. Because of Senate File 389, 12,000 additional kids will be covered. And 35,000 children will receive dental care for the first time. That was also an important part of Senate File 389. So our goal, again, is to cover every child. We've now covered 240,000 kids through programs like the Hawkeye Health Insurance Program for Kids. But we've got a little ways to go. We have about 25,000 families that are currently eligible and still are going without health care. And that's another reason we're here today, to talk about the importance of getting these kids signed up if they are eligible. One of the things we've been able to do through various pieces of legislation is expand the eligibility requirements. We are now at about 300% above the poverty level, so that means we can cover more kids. We can cover more families. So there are families out there that a year ago might not have been eligible for Hawkeye. Now they are. So we want those families and individuals to call 800-257-8563. That's 800-257-8563 to determine their eligibility for any number of programs. Or they can apply online at hawk/iowa.com. Now, we wanted to focus on a particular family today that has benefited from our Hawkeye program, and we have a lot of good stories to tell about the success of these types of programs. But one in particular we wanted to share with you today. On February 18th, 2007, Christy Ruth and her father and brothers were performing a farm chore near their home in Sheraton when Christy's arm became wrapped around the power takeoff shaft of a tractor. She was taken by air ambulance first to Des Moines and then to the University Hospitals in Iowa City, where teams of doctors performed hours of surgery on her. Hawkeye covered all of Christy's medical bills, totaling more than $175,000 for the first year of alone, and it also covered follow-up surgeries. I believe today the number one reason for bankruptcy is health care related bills. But thanks to Hawkeye, this family was able to get through that very, very challenging time and pay for it with the help of Hawkeye. Today, she has now become a leading advocate for farm safety in the organization Farm Safety Just for Kids. So she's here today with her parents, Joe and Tamara Ruth. We want to welcome all of them, and I want to introduce Christy Ruth to say a few words. Christy.
Thank you, everybody, for having me here today. I just want to highlight that the Healthy and Well Kids of Iowa program is such an important program because it covers so many farm families and lower income families. Not only that, but it covers the kids that, you know, are running around on the playground and get hurt. All sorts of kids get hurt every day, and this covers everyday things. It covers colds, dental, and from personal experience, I can tell you that it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. It has covered, like you said, $178,000 in medical bills, and that was just for the first 11 days in the hospital that I had. After that, I came back every day for a month for follow-ups, rehab. There has not been a month in the last 2 years that I have not made a trip to Iowa City to the University of Iowa Hospitals for another appointment, for a follow-up appointment, because there's so many different aspects of this. And it's a really great program that will help out many different kids, and you should never be too proud to get insurance because children are the future, and it's really important that they're covered and that they're safe.
Great job. Thank you for sitting. Very well done, Christy, and thanks for sharing your story with us. I'm sure she'll be happy to try to answer any questions as soon as we're done here, along with Jack Hatch and Stacy Apple, too. Just so everyone knows, the income level now, we can cover families on the Hawkeye program up to 300% above the federal poverty level. So that means for a family of three in Iowa, the gross income eligibility cutoff is $52,800. $52,800 for a family of three. And finally, there's no reason families shouldn't call just to see if they're eligible. It's an 800 number, and it's worth at least checking it out, especially as these income levels and eligibility requirements have changed. Finally, I want to introduce, just recognize Tom Newton for his great work at the Department of Public Health and Charlie Krogmeyer at the Department of Health and Human Services. They are on the front lines working with their staff every day, working with families, getting people enrolled, and they both deserve a lot of credit for the progress that we've made here in Iowa. So with that, be happy to try to answer a few questions.
Governor, I assume that you're going to have health care for the next legislative session. Where are you headed?
Well, I might let one of the senators speak to this as well. Mental health continues to be a real challenge, again, as I've learned this morning, especially mental health related to kids. In fact, Dr. Cheney said that continues to be one real issue that he sees here every day. So we've talked about ways to expand healthcare and to find ways to provide services to kids in particular with mental health challenges. And I might let Senator Hatch talk a little more specifically about some of the things that we tried last session that we might want to address next session.
Thank you, Governor. Senate File 389 created the Health Coverage Commission, and that was specifically designed to move forward on trying to find ways to insure more adults. The children health insurance plans will continue, and we'll continue to fine-tune those, but the emphasis next year will be on finding coverage for adults, which will include a plan to expand the Iowa Care Program, which is a public option insurance program that we have here in the state, contrary to some people believing that public option plans are not effective. Iowa has one, and we'll be needing to expand that because it needs to be more effective. We'll be also looking at ways of bringing in small businesses and nonprofits and even cities and towns into the state insurance pool so that we'll be able to have a larger pool so that our adults will have more coverage and more options.
At a lower cost.
Terrific.
Can we maintain what we're doing for children's health insurance or even talk about expanding to more adults given the budget challenges expected next year?
Governor, if I could start, we will not be able to sustain health care anywhere in this country without a national health policy. So the debate in Washington right now is so critical to the abilities of the states to incrementally reform health care at our level. We're at the point now that Iowa and a few other states are being very creative in trying to figure out how to fund as many of their citizens as possible. But we're coming to a point where we will have to have significant health care reform in order to sustain what we're doing and add to it.
And I'll just add to that, and Jack's right, that is first and foremost an issue that needs to be addressed, and I believe will be by the end of the year in Washington. But health care coverage for kids is a priority, and one of the things that the Lieutenant Governor and I have done, I think, successfully working with Leader Gronstahl and Speaker Murphy is we've made exceptions for things like kids' health care. Even in a budget, we cut $135 million in fiscal year 10 overall in our state funding versus fiscal year 8. But we still provided millions more for health care for kids, which is why we're going to expand access to health care for more than 12,000 kids and cover 35,000 children when it comes to dental care. So it's, I've always said that budgets are about priority. You have to have the fiscal discipline, and we did that. We cut 2.5% of our overall budget, but we found a way because of advocates like Jack Hatch and Stacey Apple and understanding the needs out there with families like the Ruth family, that we have to find a way to push forward and provide access to health care for kids and for all Iowans.
But can you do this again next year without a huge influx of federal dollars again?
Well, we're going to do the very best we can to honor our commitment to kids. And so far, if you look at our record, we've now expanded access to about 45,000 families, children, additional children in the last 30 months.
Governor, do you think that the federal health care department has to include a public option in order to give Iowa what it needs to sustain its goals in health care?
You know, we had that discussion at the health care forum that I hosted in conjunction and along with some officials from the White House. That may or may not be a part of the final agreement. I think to Senator Hatch's point, the bottom line is we need health care reform in America. So how they get there exactly.
Something else other than a full-fledged public option could actually do the job?
Well, there are a lot of different ways that we can reform health care. I believe the president has provided really important leadership to bring people to the table to talk about the different ways that we can accomplish this reform effort. Senator Dodd has done a very good job, I think, as well on the Senate side. I think time will tell in terms of what kind of agreements and what type of compromises can be made. There are a lot of different ways to do this, and at this point it's clearly a federal challenge, and I believe they need to come up with a bill and get it to the president's desk by the end of the year.
Are you reluctant to embrace a public option given the effect it might have on Iowa's insurance industry?
No, I am focused on doing everything I can under the current laws and rules to expand health care access. We, as Senator Hatch said, we're going to need some help from our friends in Washington to reform the overall system.
Governor, more than 50,000 Iowans, as I understand, indicated on their tax returns that they have dependents that do not have health care. With that number, it's possible that there are a significant number of dependents that aren't accounted for right now. Are you afraid that this is going to fall short of meeting your goal of covering all children?
No, our numbers suggest that we have about 25,000 kids that are currently eligible. We're working extremely hard to get those families signed up, and all the studies nationally show that Iowa is becoming the leader when it comes to covering kids. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.